The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 27, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on May 26, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Te Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Icha, Dvesha, Samutena, Dvandva, Mohena, Bharata, Sarva, Bhutani, Sammoham, Sarge, Yanti, Parantapa, Icha Dvesha Samutena, Dvandva Mohena Bharata, Sarva Bhutani Sammoham, Sarge Yanti Parantapa, Icha Dvesha Samutena, Dvandva Mohena Bharata, Sarva Bhutani Sammoham, Sarge Yanti Parantapa, Icha,
desire,
Dvesha, and hate. Samuchena, arisen from, Dvandva, of duality, Mohena, by the illusion, Bharata, O scion of Bharata, Sarva, all, Bhutani, living entities, Sammoham, into delusion, Sarge, while taking birth, Yanti, go, Parandapa, O conqueror of enemies. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O scion of Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arisen from desire and hate. Purport. The real constitutional position of the living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme Lord, who is pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, he becomes controlled by illusory energy and cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The illusory energy is manifested in the duality of desire and hate. Due to desire and hate, the ignorant person wants to become one with the Supreme Lord and envies Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure devotees who are not deluded or contaminated by desire and hate can understand that Lord Sri Krishna appears by His internal potencies. But those who are deluded by duality and nescience think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is created by material energies. This is their misfortune. Such deluded persons symptomatically dwell in dualities of honor and dishonor, misery and happiness, woman and man, good and bad, pleasure and pain, etc., thinking, this is my wife, this is my house, I am the master of this house, I am the husband of this wife. These are the dualities of illusion. Those who are so deluded by dualities are completely foolish and therefore cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadhaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Shakanvitam Shcha So, there's two positions. One can be deluded, or one can be not deluded. We are presently in a world of delusion. Everybody's deluded here. They are thinking Bulgarian, American, Russian, etc. Male, female, white, black, etc. Why? They think they can enjoy in this way. Anandamaya vyasat, the living entity's constitutional position is enjoyment.
Anandamaya vyasat. Изначалната позиция органически присъща на живото същество е наслаждението.
So he will always try to seek enjoyment.
Така че то винаги ще търси наслаждение.
That is his very nature.
Това е неговата същинска природа.
But if he is deluded by the dualities,
но ако живото същество е объркано от двойственостите,
he will seek his happiness in a false way.
То ще търси своето щастие по лъжливи начини.
He will try to find his happiness in that place where genuine happiness does not exist. And therefore he will always remain frustrated. He will always remain deluded. He will never find genuine happiness. It serves him right. It serves him right for being so stupid. He deserves it.
Yeah.
You sow what you reap. You get what you pay for. In other words, he's foolishly going. He's trying to play Krishna. That's the difficulty. He's trying to pretend that he's the center of the universe.
С други думи, той се опитва да играе ролята на Кришна, представяйки се за центъра на вселената.
Which he is not.
Което всъщност то не е.
He's trying to live in a false reality in which he is God.
Той се опитва да живее в такава фалшива реалност, в която си мисли, че е Бог.
And it doesn't work. You can't be God when you're not God. Just like if you're a dog, can you be a bird? I mean, can a dog just start flying through the sky? Is it possible? You have to act according to your nature. So by nature, we are not God. We are servant of God. So if we try to be God, it's like a dog trying to fly in the sky. He may jump a little bit and dream that he's a bird, you see.
Може малко да подскочи да си въобразява, че е птица.
Flying собака.
Летящо куче.
He may dream that he's a bird flying in the sky.
Може да си въобразява, че е птица, която лети.
It's like we have seen. I do these retreats in Australia in a place called Govinda Valley.
Както ние правим тези събирания в Австралия на едно място, което се нарича.
We're doing one there next month on devotee relationships.
Долината на Говинда и другия месец ще говорим за отношенията между правилно отдадените.
And near Govinda Valley is a big, huge cliff overlooking the ocean.
И близо до тази долина Говинда има голяма скала, която е надвиснала над океана.
So there's a sport called hang gliding, where you take some wings, big, huge artificial wings, and you strap yourself on, and you jump off the cliff with these wings, and you fly around like a bird. Is it?
Има такъв спорт, който не знам как се нарича.
Парапланеризъм,
който си слагаш изкуствени.
Flying sabakas, you see.
Скачаш и се летиш.
They think, ah, now I'm a bird. Flying.
Те си мислят, о, сега съм станал птица.
But they cannot continue to fly like that.
Но този полет не може да продължи по този начин.
For a few minutes they can glide around and think, yes, now I'm a bird.
Няколко минути те могат да летят и да си мислят, о, сега съм станал птица.
But sooner then they have to come to the ground, though they cannot take off again.
Скоро те трябва да паднат отново на земята и не могат да се издигнат.
So the living entity, he may fly in the sky, thinking, yes, I am God.
Живото същество може да лети в небето и да си мисли, да, съм Бог.
The yogis have a meditation like that. The yoga classes, they teach the yoga students to meditate. Now I'm making the sun rise, I'm making the moon rise.
Това ги учат в класовете по йога. Сега аз причинявам изгрева.
See, the yoga students, they will sit there. They will sit there in their yoga posture, you know, and they go, now I'm making the sun rise, I'm making the moon rise. They're dreaming they are God, you see.
И медитират, мислят, че са Бог и причиняват изгрева на слънцето.
And they're thinking, oh, this is such a wonderful yoga. Now I become God by yoga.
Те си мислят, о, тази йога е чудесна, сега станах Бог чрез йога.
But then when they have to go to the toilet, they have to run to the bathroom, you see.
Но след това, когато ми се доходи до туалетна, трябва да тичам към
туалет. So what is this God? I said, run to the toilet room.
Какъв е този Бог, който трябва да тича до туалетната?
It's simply a false dream, you see.
Това просто един лъжлив сън.
So the living entities, they foolishly imagine they are God.
Живите същества по глупав начин си въобразяват, че са Бог.
But it is not possible for them to be God.
Но това не е възможно да бъдеш Бог.
Only God can be God.
Защото само Бог може да е Бог.
That is Krishna. Bhagavan.
Bhagavan Krishna.
Living entity, Jivara Sarupa Hai Krishnara Nityadas. The constitutional position of the living entity is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Живото същество, неговата изначална позиция, Jivara Swarupa Hai Krishnara Nityadasa, вечен слуга на Кришна.
So that he must be.
И това е което трябва да бъде.
They say, servant of Krishna. Come on, I don't want to be a servant of anybody.
Те казват, да служа на Кришна. Хайде, аз не искам да служа на който и да било.
But you know what? They can't avoid being a servant.
Но знаете ли какво? Те не могат да избегнат служенето.
If they don't want to serve Krishna, they must become servant of Maya.
Ако не искат да служат на Кришна, ще трябва да служат на Maya.
Because servant is our very nature.
Защото да бъдем слуги, това е нашата природа.
So since you are servant by nature, now you choose who you want as your master.
Тъй като по природа сте слуги, сега изберете на кого искате да служите.
You want to serve the material nature?
Искате да служите на материалната природа?
And you want to serve the spiritual nature?
Или искате да служите на духовната природа?
Intelligent person thinks, well, if I'm given a choice to be a servant here or a servant there, let me analyze and see what do I get for being a servant here? What do I get for being a servant there?
Един интелигентен човек, на който се предоставя избор да служи на две места, ще анализира внимателно какво ще получи, ако служи на всяко едно от тях.
If you serve the material nature, what do you get?
Ако служите на материалната природа, какво ще получите?
Temporality.
Временност.
That means you must die.
Значи, че трябва да умрете.
You get ignorance.
Получавате невежество.
And you get misery. That's the result of serving the material nature.
Невежество и страдания. Това са резултатите от служенето на материалната природа.
And you serve the spiritual nature, what do you get?
Ако служите на духовната природа, какво ще получите?
Сатчитананда. Eternity knowledge and bliss.
Сатчитананда. Вечност, блаженство и знание.
So take your choice.
Така че сами направете избора.
You want to live forever?
Искате ли да живеете вечно?
Or do you want to die?
Или искате да умрете?
You want to be full of knowledge?
Искате ли да бъдете пълни със знание?
And you want to be an ignorant fool?
Или искате да бъдете невеж глупак?
You want to be full of bliss?
Искате ли да сте пълни с блаженство?
Or you want to be miserable?
Или искате да страдате?
Take your choice.
Вие сами изберете.
And tell us about things. So why I should be temporary, full of ignorance and misery, when I can be eternal, full of knowledge and bliss?
Един интелигентен човек си мисли, защо трябва да съм временен и изпълнен със страдания и невежество, като мога да съм...
In other words, anyone who intelligently analyzes the difference between serving Maya and serving Krishna will immediately decide to surrender to Krishna.
С други думи, всеки интелигентен човек, който внимателно анализира резултатите от служенето на Майя и Кришна, веднага ще избере да служи на Кришна.
The difficulty is people are so much deluded by this sense gratification that they don't even take a minute to think about it.
Проблемът е, че хората са толкова заблудени от стилното разсъждение, че не им остава един миг да седнат и да помислят за това.
They're so carried away by lust.
Те са толкова отнесени от похот.
By anger.
Гняв.
By greed, that they can't even stop to intelligently analyze what they're doing.
Алчност. Че не могат да спрат и да анализират интелигентно какво всъщност правят.
When Prabhupada was distributing Back to Godhead magazine and before he came to America, he approached one gentleman with Back to Godhead magazine and the gentleman said, "No time, sir."
Когато Шрила Прабхупада разпространял списанието обратно при Бога преди да дойде в Америка, се приближил към един...
So this is the position. I don't have any time to think about this.
Който му казал, няма време за тези неща.
The whole life wasted. Can you imagine? The whole life is wasted. They can't even take out 5 minutes to seriously consider how they're engaging their energies. Not even 5 minutes they'll take.
Можете ли да си представите как целият ми живот е препилян? Дори 5 минути не могат да отделят, за да се замислят за какво си...
They can spend 80 years serving their rascal senses.
Какво си пилеят енергията?
But not even 5 minutes to analyze what is the difference between serving the senses and serving the master of the senses.
80 години могат да пропилеят в служене на сетивата, но дори 5 минути няма да...
Rupa Goswami is so nicely instructed us.
Да видят каква е разликата между това да си служи на сетивата и на господаря на сетивата.
Sarva padiva nirmuktam tatvat nena nirmalam rishikesha rishikena sevanam bhaktir uchate. One should be free from all material designations.
Шиварупа Госвами казва, че човек трябва да се освободи от всички материални обозначения.
And cleansed of all material contamination.
И пречистен от всички материални замърсявания.
He should be restored to his original pure identity.
Трябва да се установи в изначалната си чиста същност.
In which he gauges his senses in the service of the Lord of the senses, Rishikesha.
Която да се ангажира в служене на господаря на сетивата Хришикеша.
That is called devotional service.
Това се нарича предано служене.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 112.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 112.
So, if we can follow this wonderful, wonderful guideline of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada.
Ако следим тези прекрасни съвети и насоки от Шрила Рупа Госвами Прабхупада.
And give up these foolish designations, male, female, white, black, Bulgarian, and Argentinian, etc.
И оставим тези глупави обозначения като мъж, жена, българин, аржентинец, бял, черен и така нататък.
And get rid of this material contamination, lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy.
И оставим тези материални замърсявания, поход, гняв, алчност, илюзия, завист.
be restored to your original identity. I'm the servant of Krishna.
И се установи в нашата вечна същност като слуги на Кришна.
Why do we wear tilak?
Защо носим тилак на челото?
Why do we wear neck beads?
Защо носим кантимали?
Why do we dress in dhotis and saris?
Защо се облечаме в доти и сари?
Because we want to be restored to our original pure identity.
Защото искаме да възстановим нашата чиста идентичност.
We want to remind ourselves, I am the eternal servant of Krishna.
Ние искаме да си напомним, че сме вечни слуги на
Кришна. I am not of this material world.
Аз не принадлежа на този материален
свят. I don't care if the whole planet Earth thinks I'm weird for wearing a dhoti and tilak and neck beads and a sikha. I don't care.
Не ме интересува дали целият свят си мисли, че съм странен заради това, че носа тилак, доти, кантимал и шик.
I just want to please my guru, that's all.
Аз просто искам да удовлетворя моя гуру.
The whole world can think I'm a nut, I don't care.
Целият свят може си мисли, че съм откачен, но не ме пука.
Then my spiritual master is pleased.
Когато моят духовен учител е удовлетворен,
then my life is successful.
Тогава живота ми е успешен.
So fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
Така глупаците се втурнат там, където ангелите се страхуват да пристъпят.
I don't follow the... I'm not a believer in following the majority.
Аз не вярвам на това, че трябва да се следва мнозинството.
That ever the majority thinks is good, that is good.
Това, което тълпата мисли, че е добро, значи ли това, че е добро?
They're very proud of it here in the Western world, democracy.
В западния свят са много се гордеят с тяхната демокрация.
That the, somehow the majority of people, they're supposed to have the intelligence to understand what is right, the difference between right and wrong. Whatever the majority thinks, that's right. You see?
По някакъв начин те си мислят, че каквото повечето хора считат за правилно, това е правилно.
So if the majority thinks it's okay to kill the cows, then it's okay to kill the cow.
Ако повечето хора си мислят, че е добре да се убиват крави, значи това е добре да се убиват.
If the majority thinks it's okay to kill the babies in the womb, then it's okay. Majority rules.
Ако повечето хора си мислят, че е добре да се убиват бебетата в утробата, значи може да го приемем като правило.
Do you know how Hitler became the leader of Germany?
Знаете ли как Хитлер е станал водач на Германия?
By majority vote.
Като мнозинството са го избрали с гласуване.
So we don't believe in majority rules, you see.
Така че ние не вярваме в това управлението на мнозинството.
Швабидвара уштра карай санштиток паришак пашу. Наджата карма патопейто джата нама гадаграджаха. You know the Sanskrit?
Знаете ли този санскрит?
Men who are like sabakas, svinyas, verblut and ashos, dogs, hogs, camels and asses. They praise those men who do not listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. The deliverer from all evils.
Този, който може да спаси всички от злини.
So, if we let the dogs have an election, who are they going to vote for?
Ако позволим на кучетата да правят избори, кой си мислите, че ще изберат?
The big собака, that's all.
Едно голямо куче, това е всичко.
If you get all the camels together, who will they elect the big camel?
Съберем всички камили да правят избори и ще изберат.
The asses will elect the big ass.
Магарите ще изберат голямото магаре.
The hog, the svinyas will like the big svinya.
Свинете, прасетата ще изберат една голяма свиня.
So whoever carries the most vote, they will win. The dog party, the hog party, the camel party, and the ass party. Whichever party carries the most vote, they will win.
Тези, които са най-многобройни сред кучетата, камилите,
so you get a leader. You'll either get a dog, a camel, a hog, or an ass as a leader of your country, you see. And they are very proud. Oh, we are a democratic nation, you see. Sometimes they're ruled by the dog, sometimes by the hog, sometimes by the camels, and sometimes the asses. Were the greatest country in the world, democracy.
Is it?
We believe in theocracy, not democracy. We are, that is our political philosophy, theocracy. Ruled by God.
Yeah.
God has perfect knowledge. God has no political agenda to exploit us. God's only motive is to help us back to His abode.
That's...
In Sanskrit it's called Ram Raj, the rule of God. So we want that kind of government, Ram Raja government. Following the instructions of Krishna or Lord Ram, Bhagavad Gita. Because that will bring genuine happiness on this planet. This Bhagavad Gita, is it, who is it meant for especially? Imam Rajarshi Avidu. It is meant for the Rajarshis, the saintly kings. This was a special instruction for the ruling, the rulers, the monarchs. So they could rule properly the planet. So now they have no interest in Bhagavad Gita. But your president has just recently gotten the Bhagavatam. So if he can read that, Narada Muni Das has just recently given your president the Bhagavatam. First canto?
Yes. Yeah.
So if he can read that book, and he can understand what is there written, and if he can, is he the, who is the most powerful, the president or the prime minister? In this country, is the president like the U.S. president, or is
prime minister?
Or the prime minister is the most powerful. So president is not as powerful.
Huh?
Yeah. But still, he has some influence. So if the leaders can read Prabhupada's books and try to influence the government to move in this direction of Vedic culture, there will be a great revolution of consciousness on this planet. But we're not going to wait for them. Then when the leaders say it's okay to be a Hare Krishna, then I will become a Hare Krishna. Until then, I'm going to wait.
Чак когато лидерите казват, че може добре е да бъдеш Хари Кришна, чак тогава ще стана Хари Кришна. Ще чакам до тогава.
Whether they take or they don't take, doesn't matter to me, you see.
Дали те ще го приемат или не, това за мен няма никакво значение.
They are not my leader.
Защото те не са ми лидери.
My leader is Krishna.
Моят лидер е Кришна.
And those who purely represent Krishna, like Prabhupada, you see.
И тези, които чисто представят Кришна,
they are my leader.
Като Прабхупад. Те са ми лидери.
I follow them. These leaders, these Mahajanas, Mahajano Yena Gazasapanta, one should follow the pathway chalked out by the great Acharyas. That's called Acharya Marga, the pathway of the Acharyas. See, that is my pathway. I don't follow the politicians. I follow the Acharyas. The pathway of the politicians, where will it take you? To the darkest region of the universe. The pathway of the Acharyas, where will it take you? Back to home, back to Godhead. So you take your pick, whose pathway you want to follow.
изберете чий път искате да следвате.
Швавят вода уща край марг ора чалия марг.
Пътят на хората, които са като животни, или пътят на чарите.
Whichever path you follow, you will get the result.
Който и път да следвате, ще получите съответния резултат.
It's not all one.
Не всичко е едно.
Whichever path you choose to follow, that you result you will get.
Който път изберете да следвате, такъв резултат ще постигнете.
So make your choice wisely.
Така че направете избора си мъдро.
Don't be a fool like the common people of this planet are fools and rascals. Don't you be a fool.
Дайте да бъдете глупаци като обикновените хора на тая планета.
You be intelligent.
Бъдете интелигентни.
So, are there any questions? Narada Muni Prabhu.
Кое е най-важното нещо, което ще ни даде решителност, за да изберем правилния път?
What is the most important thing which will give us determination to choose the right path?
What is the most important thing that will give us the determination to choose the right path? You have to hear from the self-realized souls. That's the most important thing. If you hear from those who are self-realized, then you will get the proper information so you can make you have the ability to analyze properly the what are the results of the different paths.
Ако ти слушаш от тях, ще получиш информацията, правилната информация, за да можеш да разграничиш какви са резултатите от следването на различните пътища.
You hear from the Mayavadis, they'll say it doesn't matter what you do because you get the same result.
Ако слушаш от майявадите, те ти казват, няма значение какво правиш, защото резултатът е един и същ.
You hear from the hedonists, they'll say, eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow you die.
Ако слушате от хедонистите, те ще ви кажат, яш, пий и се весели, докато не умреш.
So, to get the proper determination to do the right thing, you have to hear from the self-realized souls.
За да получиш правилна решителност да вършиш правилните неща, трябва да слушаш от себепознаните си души.
Because they have seen the truth, they can reveal the truth unto you.
Защото те са видели истината и могат да ти я разкрият.
You have to hear from the right place.
Просто трябва да слушаш от правилното място.
Then you'll be okay.
И тогава всичко ще наред.
Then you'll, by hearing from the self-realized souls, you've gained the proper understanding and intelligence. What is the actual result of this path and that path?
И ако слушаш от себепознаните си души, ще получиш правилно разбиране какви са действителните резултати от следването на различните
пътища. And once you understand the difference, then it's not difficult to make the proper decision.
И когато веднъж разбереш каква е разликата, няма да ти е трудно да вземеш правилното решение.
Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Матаребева.
Моя въпрос е, понеже дъщеря на Емоничка, 8 месеца. Въпросът е, като джива, нали, за да ядеш това вкус за Кришна съзнание. Например, когато се опитваш да мантруваш с нея, нали, да пееш, нали, мангалари и така нататък. Вие пък да четеш книга, но реакцията е обикновено не е точно тая, която обикновено се очаква, да ви прямо дадам, да също разде книгата и Кришната. Това ми въпросът е точно при такива малки живи същества, как се
He's asking about his daughter. She's 8 months old, very small baby, and he wants to introduce her to Krishna conscious activities like they're chanting and doing Mangalarati and reading. But she cannot appreciate these activities because she's too small. So he's asking what is the right approach to give to this.
That you don't understand that she cannot appreciate because she's too small. That's your misunderstanding.
Ти неправилно разбираш всъщност, че тя не може да ги оцени тези неща, понеже е твърде малка. Това е неправилно разбиране.
For a little baby, everything is wonderful. The whole world is a wonderland.
За едно малко бебе целият свят е просто една приказка.
Every sound, every sight, every touch, the whole world is a wonderland for a little baby.
Всяко гледка, всяко докосване, всичко за него е като в една приказка.
If you bring her to these programs, Mangal Arati at home or at the temple, you bring her to the classes, and you just expose her to this, and she will automatically find, oh, this is very, very wonderful.
Ако ти я доведеш на програмата в храма на Мангал Арати и Киртан, тя ще го усети като нещо много прекрасно.
You engage regularly in devotional service every day and engage her in doing it with you.
Ангажирай се всеки ден ти самия в предано служене и ангажирай и заедно с теб в своите дейности.
And she'll love it.
И тя ще го хареса много.
It's like I have one student. He's had great difficulty on my e-course. Very difficult time. He's an Indian gentleman. He's had a very hard time to take up Krishna consciousness.
Както имах един мой ученик в този интернет курс индиец, който му беше много проблем, имаше проблеми с това да приеме Кришна.
He was having a hard time when getting a job also.
Освен това беше трудно да си намери работа.
He was a pilot. He wanted to get a job, you know, flying for the airlines, flying, you know, commercial airline pilot.
Той беше пилот и искаше да си намери работа да лети с различни
авиони. And after many years of struggle, he finally got situated. He's got his job working for one of the airlines, you know, flying the airplanes regularly.
И след много години борба, най-накрая успя към една авиокомпания да лети редовно.
But still his sadhana is not together. For some time he was doing the artis, the pujas, and then he gave it up. He moved in with his father and he completely lost everything.
Но неговата садана все още не беше постоянно. Понякога правеше пуджи и други неща, но след това се нанесе с баща си и всичко.
But he has a little boy. You see, he has a son.
Но има малко момче, син.
And his son saying, Daddy, it was so nice. We used to do all those pujas. It was so nice. The son is missing, you see.
Hey, сина му казва, татко, беше толкова хубаво, като правихме тези неща, тази пуджа, липсва му.
A small child can immediately enjoy these things, you see.
На едно малко дете тия неща веднага могат да му харесат.
Because actually in the womb, Prabhupada explains that the living entity is praying to Krishna, please get me out of here.
Защото в утробата Шрила Прабхупада обяснява, живото същество се моли на Кришна да го спаси от
там. I promise I'll surrender to you, my Lord, if you just get me out of here.
Аз ти обещавам, мой Господи, че ще ти се отдам, ако ме изведеш от тук.
But then he comes out into a world where nobody's God conscious.
Тогава, когато излезе на бял свят, там никой не е осъзнат за Бога.
Everything is his complete sense gratification.
Всички просто се ангажират в напълно сетило наслаждение.
And he forgets. So that's why from the very, very moment of birth the child should be brought to the temple. So he doesn't lose that connection with Krishna. It's very, that's the time when they can appreciate more than any other time. It's a little tiny babies.
Това е времето всъщност като съвсем малки бебета, когато могат да най-много от всякога да...
The child's brain is more capable of learning than the adult's brain.
Мозъкът на детето е по-способен да усвоява колкото мозъка на възрастния.
If you want to learn a foreign language, you have to go to school. It's a great struggle to learn a foreign language.
Ако искате научите чужд език, трябва да ходите на училище и много да се...
But a child growing up in a home, he doesn't take any lessons. He's just there hearing everything. He can pick up the language very quickly, whole language.
Но едно дете, което расте в къщи, то без да учи, може просто като чува.
Without studying any books,
как се говори,
without going to any lessons, just by hearing, you see, he can learn a whole language, master a language.
Без да изучава книги, без да ходи на уроци, просто като слуша, може да усвои.
He becomes a fluent native speaker.
И става така, може много добре да говори на народни.
With no lessons at all. So that is the great power, the absorbent nature of a little child's brain. Their brains are much more powerful for learning than our brains. We're a bunch of old dogs.
от възрастните. Ние сме ни стари
кучета. They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Казва се, че едно старо куче не може да го научиш на нови номера.
So the children, they can learn very easily, but it's very difficult for us to learn.
Децата могат много лесно да научат неща, които за нас са трудни.
So the greatest disservice you can do for your child is not to bring them to the temple, not to engage them in kirtan, in arati, and all that. That the greatest cruelty you can inflict upon a child is not to expose them to these things.
Така че най-голямата жестокост и несправедливост към едно дете може да извършиш като не го водиш на храма и не го
водиш да участваш в програмата. Any other question? Guru Bhakti.
Как може постоянно да медитираме върху Кришна, а не върху Майя?
She's asking on behalf of the other girl next to her. How we can meditate constantly on Krishna and not on Maya?
So the young girl has asked, how can we constantly meditate on Krishna and not on Maya? The way to always remain in Krishna consciousness is to follow the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness movement.
Начинът, по който може винаги да оставаме в Кришна съзнание, като следваме регулиращите принципи на движението за Кришна съзнание.
Because by your very nature you're Krishna conscious.
Защото по своята собствена природа ти си Кришна съзната.
You're simply covered now by forgetfulness of Krishna.
Просто в момента си покрита от забрава за Кришна.
So all you have to do, just like what is the natural state of water?
Както какво е естественото състояние на водата?
It is liquid, isn't it?
Тя е течна.
It's not ice.
Тя не е лед.
Ice is an unnatural state of water.
Ледът е едно неестествено състояние на водата.
So forgetfulness of Krishna, that is like ice.
Забравата за Кришна е нещо като леда.
And remembering Krishna, that is water.
А помненето на Кришна е като водата.
So you have to, how do you keep the water from freezing?
Как можеш да възпреш водата да замръзне?
You just have to keep it at the proper temperature, then it remains in its natural state.
Просто трябва да държиш подходяща температура и тогава тя си остане в естественото
състояние. So to always remember Krishna, you have to keep yourself in a spiritual atmosphere, that's all.
Затова, за да може винаги да помниш Кришна, трябва да оставаш в духовната атмосфера.
You have to associate with devotees as much as possible.
Общувайки с правилно данните, колкото е възможно по-често.
Instead of reading the newspaper, read the Bhagavad Gita.
Вместо да четеш вестници, чети Бхагавад Гита.
Instead of going to some stupid cinema, you study Prabhupada's books and go to a kirtan.
Вместо да ходиш на глупо, да гледаш глупо филм на кино, изучавай книгите на Прабхупад и
учи. You have to be in the proper atmosphere.
Трябва да бъдеш в подходящата атмосфера.
Instead of putting a picture of some rock and roll star in your bedroom, put a picture of Radha and Krishna in your bedroom. You have to create a spiritual atmosphere. And by that spiritual atmosphere, you'll always stay in the proper consciousness. It'll be very easy to remember Krishna. That's why I like to wear a dhoti in the traditional kurta and tilak and sika and negbit, because that helps, that puts me in a certain frame of mind. It makes it easy to remember Krishna.
Затова си обичам да нося курта, доти, тилак и шика и картина, защото това ми помага да помня Кришна.
So if you can wear tilak, that will help you.
Ако носиш тилак, това ще ти помогне.
Is it? So in this way, these regulated principles, when you come before Srila Prabhupada, you offer your obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, you see. When you see the Tulsi, sacred Tulsi, you can bow down and offer your obeisances to Tulsi plants. So in this way, when you see Guru, or you see Tulsi, or you see devotees, you can offer your respectful obeisances.
Така, когато видиш духовния учител, предано дайните или туласи, може да дадеш своя...
So the more you can create a spiritual atmosphere around yourself, whether at home or in the temple, wherever you may be.
Така, колкото повече успяваш да създадеш духовна атмосфера в дома си, в храма или където и да си.
Just like I have one cell phone, mobile phone. So I have my, when it rings, when my mobile phone rings, it goes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It's Prabhupada singing Hare Krishna. When my mobile phone goes off, you'll hear Prabhupada leading the devotees chanting Hare Krishna. Is it? So in every way, if you can create an atmosphere around yourself, a spiritual atmosphere. No gaps for Maya. You arrange your 24 hours in such a way, there's no place where Maya can get in. Prabhupada told this to Vishnu Janaswami in his quarters in Los Angeles. He showed Vishnu Janaswami, he said, here I have my harmonium. If there's any free time, I can sing some bhajans. No gaps for Maya. So in this way, you can always keep yourself in a spiritual atmosphere. Even if you're in the mouth of Agasura, the demon, you can remain Krishna conscious. It's like when we go to school or go to work, it's like going to the mouth of Agasura, you see. Isn't it? You go to your job, you know, or you go to school, the university, it's like going to the mouth of Agasura. But if you chant in very good rounds, you see. Now another thing, 16 rounds every morning, you see. If you want to always remain Krishna conscious throughout the day, chant 16 good quality rounds every morning before you, there's a beginning thing for your day. And even in the mouth of Agasura, you will not be alone. Krishna will be there, all the cowherd boys. You won't be alone in the mouth of Agasura. So in this way, if you will diligently practice this system, you will remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. And upon leaving this body, you will simply go to sleep and you'll wake up with Krishna. That will be the result. Any more questions?
How can I control my mind during chanting so that it does not wander away too much?
Well, you have to realize how powerful the name. You have to realize how much nectar there is in the name. Tunde tandavali vriting vitinite tundavali lamdiye karna karoda kadamani gatayate kunam yade braspiham cheta prangana sangani vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim. No jane janita kriyadvi amita krishneti varnadvai. This is the wonderful prayer given by Rupa Goswami in the Padyavali. If you will meditate deeply on the meaning of this verse, I can guarantee you your mind will never wander ever again. Rupa Goswami says like this, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced. Because whenever I vibrate Krishna, it dances on my tongue.
Защото винаги когато произнасям думата Кришна, то
And there's so much nectar. I want to have millions of mouths to try to get more of that nectar.
Защото има толкова много нектар, че мен ми се иска да имам милиони усти, за да поема повече от този нектар.
And when those vibrations enter the holes of my ears, oh, there's unlimited oceans of nectar. I want to have millions and billions of ears.
И когато тези вибрации влезат в ушите ми, пак има толкова нектар, че искам да имам милиони, милиарди уши.
And when that Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart,
и когато този Кришна танцува в сърцето ми,
my mind is completely conquered.
Умът ми бива напълно покорен.
And I am stunned in a state of transcendental wonder.
И аз се вцепенявам в състояние на трансцендентално удивление.
So, if you will remember this verse,
ако помниш този стих,
given by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada,
който ни е дал Шрила Рупа Госвами Прабхупад,
your mind will never wander ever again.
Умът ти никога повече няма да се отклонява и да скита.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You just have to go deep, deep, deep into that Namamrita Sindhu.
Трябва просто да се гмурнеш дълбоко, дълбоко в този Намамрита Синдху.
It's an ocean of unlimited nectar. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Океан от безкрайен нектар.
Your mind will never wander ever again.
И умът ти повече никога няма да се отклонява, да се скита.
That is called nishta. The mind becomes fixed.
Ништа или установено.
And then you come to that nishta stage, then you come to the next platform, Ruchi. There's so much nectar in that name. Oh, so much nectar.
И след този стадий на нищо стигате до етапа на Ruchi, в който има толкова много нектар.
Next question.
Следващ въпрос.
Is that it? No more questions?
Това ли е, няма ли повече въпроси?
Okay. We can stop here then.
Тогава ще спрем до тук.
Шримад Бхагават Гита, Раджа Виджа, Ки Джай.
Шримад Санкришна Прабху, Ки
Джай.